Hey, everybody, on this special episode of Ask Me Anything, I take your questions about Georgia, Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, vaccine passports, identification. At the end of this episode, we get very personal. Are you dealing with depression? Are you thinking of suicide? Are your friends thinking of that? You might be like, whoa, Charlie, I just come here for politics. That's okay. You don't have to listen, but I encourage you to listen. I think it'll touch you. And I know if just one person hears what I have to say at the end of this podcast, it's worth it. And it's made possible by all of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. If this podcast has touched your life, help us continue to make it possible and reach more people at charliekirk.com/support. It's Monday. I take your questions. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. And HR manager salaries are never cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you could change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, there are no hidden fees. Cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend more time in HR compliance? Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Kirk, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Kirk. Don't let an unexpected HR issue destroy your business. So again, go to Bambi.com/Kirk, Bambi.com/Kirk. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. It's an Ask Me Anything Monday where you guys send in your questions. And only here on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast do we answer those questions. Hope you had a wonderful Easter. He is risen indeed. I encourage all of you to check out the podcast we did yesterday on Easter about apologetics, making the case for the resurrection. You see, without the resurrection, there is no case for Christianity. It's that simple. The most important question that human beings have to answer is, who is Jesus Christ? And that is the question that I tried my best to answer in the podcast yesterday. So if you are interested at all in coming in contact with your Creator and finding life eternal, I encourage you to listen to that podcast. And I know we have different people of different religious backgrounds that listen to this podcast. We get some emails every so often from some people that say, Charlie, you're so smart. How could you possibly believe in the mythology of Christianity? And I answer in a variety of different ways that I do not have enough faith to be an atheist. The natural world, the more I learn about it, the laws of nature, I believe that there must be a nature's God, as it says in the Declaration. From Euclidean geometry to the laws of physics to the laws that tie our entire world together, I believe that there must be a creator behind creation that has such harmony and rhythm of which we live in. I believe that beauty and love are not simply power struggles. They are real things, that truth matters and the truth will set you free. And so as we are coming out of the Easter season, it's important that we do not lose focus on why we celebrate Easter at all in the first place. That we are made in God's image. We rebelled against God. We need Jesus to make us new. Jesus was a real person, one part of the Godhead. And I could do a whole podcast on the Trinity, of which I'm not adequately prepared to articulate off the cuff here on this podcast. I can do my best, but that is for theologians far more qualified than yours truly. Jesus came and lived a perfect life and died for your sins so you might have an entrance to life eternal. Christ is there for all people at any moment. So I encourage you to listen to that podcast. We did get one sort of snarky response from Joe. And just by the way, for those of you that might be listening to this for the first time, if I answer your question or I address your question, you guys get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, only if you show you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. And make sure you are subscribed to our podcast. That helps us out a lot. This is one from Joe, or it might be Joel. It's from an Instagram comment that I just wanted to make sure I addressed. Jesus never claimed to be God. The handful of places that people think he's implying that he's God are based on nuances and translations that often either disappear in the original language or would, quote, prove that other biblical characters are God as well. If the same, quote, logic applied to others consistently, same goes for Old Testament prophecies that people think prove he's God as man. This is not true. Jesus quite frequently said, I am, which is him saying Yahweh. He is Jehovah, Adonai, God. So Joe or Joel, who is saying this, commenting on Instagram, is not correct. Jesus multiple times claimed his divinity. When he went up to Caesarea Philippi, he said, who do you say that I am? And one of his disciples said, some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist. And Jesus said, but who do you say I am, Peter? And he said, Son of the living God. Bingo. The Son of Man, which is a reference from the scripture of Daniel, means Messiah, chosen one. So not getting too deep into the theology here, just wanted to respond to that one piece of feedback that we received over the weekend. On this Easter weekend, Jesus did claim to be God. He rose from the dead. It was a real event proven by history, cross-examination, scripture, and yes, logic and reason. So I want to thank those wonderful emails we got the last 24 hours, freedom@charliekirk.com. For those of you that enjoyed our last podcast here on Easter Sunday, we deeply appreciate it. Okay, let's get to some current events here and what's happening in the country. I want to get to the Major League Baseball Coca-Cola issue. We foreshadowed this last week, and in fact, we have been on the leading edge, the tip of the spear, one might say, talking about how corporations are not your friend, how major corporations have basically become massive college campuses with shareholders and board members. The corporations do not represent your values. The corporations have been taken over by HR departments from people from Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, Yale, and some of the major institutions in our country, that the left has taken over corporations, and now they are using them to effectuate massive social change. So Georgia passed a rather vanilla voter integrity law. Georgia passed a bill that reduced the Senate primary from 9 weeks to 5 weeks for runoffs if someone does not reach a runoff threshold. Georgia passed a bill requiring you to prove who you actually are when you send in a mail-in ballot, some form of identification for when that happens. Georgia passed a bill signed by Governor Brian Kemp saying you could still hand out water when you're going to go vote. And I never knew that voting was so dehydrating. Just the only thing you can't do is that if you're a political organization, you can't give things of value to people while they're waiting in line. Pretty normal point of law. The federal government has a law very similar to that, that you cannot come in and start giving out ATM cash cards like the Nevada Native Project did on behalf of Joe Biden in Nevada, and we have proof of that. No indictments have happened or investigations that we even know of since that occurred. So what happened in Georgia was Georgia passed this law. Delta Airlines, which, by the way, is an airline. This is not Delta Super PAC or Delta Political Consulting or Delta MSNBC. This is an airline. An airline that their mission statement is bringing people safely from point A to point B. That's what they do. Their mission statement is safe transportation across massive distances for hopefully an affordable amount. Now, Delta is a pretty respectable airline. It's actually one of my favorite of my least favorite airlines, because I don't have a favorite airline, because none of them are my favorite, because they all screwed up something for me in the thousands and thousands of trips I've taken in the last couple of years. No exaggeration. So Delta comes out, and while this bill was being deliberated, they complimented the bill. They said, during the process in the Senate, this bill had massive improvements. We have really no problems with this bill. Now, the only reason this is happening is because Delta is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. Any of you that have ever flown through Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, you know that it is basically a massive Delta hub. It is the biggest airport besides Chicago O'Hare International Airport. I'm not sure which one is bigger. I'm sure they go back and forth on which one's actually bigger. But the Delta presence in Atlanta is ubiquitous. So this law passes, which again was kind of like a 5 out of 10 bill, and Delta felt the need immediately afterwards to come out and say, this does not reflect our values, which is so puzzling because they said the exact opposite when this was actually being deliberated in the Georgia legislature. They said, oh yeah, this bill seems fine. It got some markups. We have no real problems with this. We're not going to really fight it. Then the Delta CEO comes out and says that this bill is a massive mistake. Coca-Cola followed suit from a foreign-born CEO that says that this does not share our values. Play tape.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia.
Now, how the Coca-Cola CEO would actually know what Georgia values are, being foreign-born, is beyond me. This is James Quincy. And let me be clear, James Quincy and the CEO of Delta, they were just reading off a teleprompter. They were just doing what the HR department wanted them to do. And the head of Delta is Ed Bastian. So these guys earn massive salaries. They have really amazing lifestyles. And Georgia wants to listen to their voters and make sure that elections can be conducted fairly. But Delta and Coca-Cola, who have been taken over by the woke industrial complex, they are now acting as the enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. That's right. You have private corporations that are now coming out in Georgia, and they are doing the work of Antifa. You see, traditionally, Democrats would just go send out Antifa into the streets and intimidate people because Antifa was previously the enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. I called Antifa a Democrat mercenary group. Antifa burned our country down to the ground, but Democrats realized that that really wasn't getting them their desired outcome. Now, I cannot reinforce how important this point I'm about to make is. And we got a ton of questions here. Stuart from Georgia asked us about this. Douglas from North Carolina asked us about this. Pamela from Ohio asked us about this. All of you guys get signed copies of the MAGA Doctrine. Thank you for your questions. If you want to know who's in charge of a country or who's in charge of a system of power, you should ask yourself a very important question. Who's in control of the punishment? That's a really important question. Whoever's in charge of the punishment, or who gets to put forward some form of discipline, that's where the power actually is. So because we have a constitution, Democrats are confined by what they can actually do through government. The federal government can't come in and say, oh, Georgia's law is unconstitutional, or Georgia's law is wrong. They don't have that power. Thank goodness. The founding fathers anticipated that. Well, the founding fathers didn't quite anticipate, and it's not an indictment or an accusation against the founding fathers. Instead, it's a very interesting point, and it's something that we must take great concern and notice of, is that the power is no longer solely within the government. The power is in all of these external, once and previous, voluntary, private enterprises, like Coca-Cola, like Google, and like Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines is issuing statements as if they're the Democrat Party, not the Delta Airlines. We're going to fly you safely from Hartsfield-Jackson Airport to JFK Airport. That's what they do. They do not comment on political matters. But Delta has been taken over by agenda-driven radicals and activists who find their sense of purpose, which comes from a Greek word, telos, where we get the word telescope from, which means out in the distance, something we can see, like a North Star, our place of orientation that we aim for. They get their purpose by taking over functioning institutions and trying to change what is pro-American to that which is either anti-American or postmodern, because they actually believe they're on the right side of history. This is a form of corporate thuggery. It came to a point of almost disbelief for me when Major League Baseball, formerly America's pastime, officially announced that they were going to withdraw the All-Star Game from Atlanta because of the new Georgia voting law. Joe Biden said this is Jim Crow on steroids. Play tape.
What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do. And it cannot be sustained. And do everything in my power, along with my friends in the House and the Senate, to keep that from becoming the law.
So why is Major League Baseball doing this? Because they don't want to be on the wrong side of Joe Biden and the wokesters that are running their company. So Major League Baseball, which is supposed to be an apolitical, non-political pastime, they decided to pander to something that is not rooted in facts, logic, evidence, or truth. But it goes to this point of who's in control of the punishment. Right now, the corporations are mainly in control of the punishment. If you spoke out in Delta right now, and you're a flight attendant or a pilot, and you did a selfie Instagram video where you said, I don't like what Delta is doing, they don't share my values or the values of Georgia because I want safe and secure elections, you would lose your job. Punishment. If all of a sudden you were a Coca-Cola graphic designer and you made a video that said, I don't like the way that Coca-Cola is handling this voter integrity law, you would lose your job. Punishment. If you were a Major League Baseball player, like Aaron Judge, and you did a selfie video that said, I want the All-Star Game to be in Georgia because I want safe and secure elections, Major League Baseball would go after that player. Now, if enough of them had courage and actually stood up for something, they wouldn't be able to cancel them all. We call this cancel culture, but it's actually corporate thuggery. You see, the Democrats in Georgia, they know that they do not control the apparatus of government currently. But despite not controlling the apparatus of government currently, they go to other means, which is they go to these very weak CEOs like James Quincy and Ed Bastian. They take over the HR departments and they force them through almost corporate suffocation, putting a straitjacket on them and say, if you do not issue public statements, if you do not take bold and dramatic action, then you're going to lose your job. You're not going to be able to buy your third yacht in the Bahamas. And then Major League Baseball puts forward the real punishment. You know, over $100 million of economic revenue and growth in black counties will be lost because of Major League Baseball pulling out of this. Now, we're getting emails from a lot of people. Charlie, is it time to boycott? It's been time to boycott for quite some time. You should always purchase in alignment with your values. You should never go and buy products that are actively trying to undermine your worldview, your spiritual beliefs, or your patriotic beliefs, ever. This is a very troubling development, where it's not just Google anymore, it's not just Twitter, it's not just Facebook, it's not just Goldman Sachs, Coca-Cola and baseball to timeless American institutions. And yes, they're going to probably go after whoever makes apple pies next. They are now the ones that are doing the punishing of the Democrat Party. And for what? Does this warrant this response? No. This Georgia voting law is boring. It's kind of normal. This would have been no problem 10 years ago. It would have passed. A couple Democrat activist groups would have issued press releases and you'd move on. So why are these corporations so unbelievably weak? Number one, we do not have adequate courage in our country. This guy, James Quincy, is everything wrong with America. This guy, Ed Bastian, is everything wrong with America. Guys earning $17, $18, $19 million a year who are afraid of being called the R-word by some 28-year-old social justice warrior activist from Harvard because they want their third boat in the Bahamas. That's part of the problem. Taking a stand for nothing that is true and that is good in the world. Zero patriotic bone in their body. That's number one. Number two, everyone is afraid of picking the factual and tough fight. And this is not even a factual or tough one at all. The facts are on our side. Democrats are not just overreacting. They are gaslighting. They're intentionally trying to misrepresent the other side because they're worried if Georgia has safe and secure elections and every vote gets accounted as is, Raphael Warnock's going to lose. That's what they're afraid of. Who's in control of the punishment? The C-suite of the corporate class is in control of the punishment. Coca-Cola should be worried about making sugary soft drinks that, by the way, give a lot of people diabetes. People say, should we boycott Coca-Cola? I fired them a long time ago. I don't drink any soft drinks. I drink water. I drink a ton of coffee. I drink tea. The only thing of Coca-Cola that I did drink was Topo Chico, which is sparkling Mexican mineral water. But I'm done with them on that too, unfortunately, because I really like Topo Chico. But the baseline point is this, is that the conservative movement long feared the IRS coming after you. You still should fear that. But now we have to have another threat, which is Delta Airlines, Major League Baseball, and Coca-Cola coming after you. So the only thing that we have left is to make the punishers, Coca-Cola, Ed Bastian, and James Quincy, feel our response to them. We're not going to buy your products. You're going to hear from us. We're going to make noise. And for Major League Baseball, I like baseball. I grew up watching it. I'm a huge Cubs fan. I'm done. I might watch a game here or there. If there's a team I'm passionate about in the playoffs, I will not go to one of your games. I will not buy your products. It's no longer America's pastime for me. Now, the sport might be, but the institution is not. Where are the players speaking out? They're not. The players are focused on their career, and they should be, and I know some Major League Baseball players. But they're sitting idly by while our country's being taken over from within. And that's fine. They want their money. For them, money is more important, and their career is more important than the country or for what is right. And that is exactly how the Chinese are manipulating us. And that's exactly how the left is manipulating us. They know that the dollar, profit, our bank account, is how you keep successful people quiet. The moral conscience of our nation is currently muzzled because people are afraid of what their friends might say. The moral conscience of our nation is currently silent because they might not get their third boat in the Bahamas. Ed Bastian, the head of Delta, knows what he said in that ridiculous statement was not true. Let's play tape of that. Listen, this is beyond anything I've heard. It felt like a hostage video. Play tape.
So you're clear now, James, but there are questions as to why you were not this clear after the law passed, before the law passed. I know you said you were disappointed, but why didn't you just come out publicly and oppose it before?
We have always opposed this legislation. That we have a long track record of working in Georgia with alliances on our own. account with legislators, with stakeholders to improve legislation. And we were doing so again this time. But the result of this legislation in an area that's particularly sensitive and important for Georgia has not resulted in something that is acceptable, we believe, for the citizens of Georgia. So we're coming out even more clearly saying that this is wrong and it needs to change.
Ed Bastian was forced to say that by some HR intern. But Ed Bastian is afraid of not getting his $18 million a year. If America falls, it'll be because we put that extra home, the extra $1 million above the nation. And the left and the Chinese are both using that against us. They say, oh, you like capitalism? Okay, we're going to work within your own system. You like free markets? All right. You've been telling us that. We're no longer going to tell you that you're wrong. We're instead going to come into your institutions, infiltrate them, call you bad names if you don't do what we tell you to do, the R word, use the same sort of tactics that we use to take over university president offices against Ed Bastian and James Quincy of Delta and Coke. And if you don't do what we like, then we're really going to destroy your career. And for James Quincy, the head of Coca-Cola, making an extra $30 million for him is more important than fair and free elections or a country. So now who's in control of the punishment? The cultural guillotine is now being run by our massive corporations. They want to make it sting. They want to make it hurt. They want to jab you a little bit. That's what the corporate class controls. And this is not the first place that the left goes to. They vastly prefer going through the college campuses, the activists, the media, and other channels of communication. You see, the Democrats would first prefer to use government to silence dissent. Then they'll use the media to silence dissent. Then they'll use colleges. And then they'll try to use the activists. And if absolutely necessary, they'll use the corporations. So in Georgia, they couldn't use the government. They couldn't use the media. They tried. They couldn't use colleges. They tried. They couldn't use activists. And then they'll use the corporations. I'm going to be giving a speech in Vegas on Monday evening, April 5th. If you're listening to this, it's at Lone Mountain Calvary Chapel. And I'm going to be addressing what we can do about this, and we'll air the speech right afterwards. It came to me, and it's so clear to me how we respond to this. So that will be a nice little foreshadow. So I wanted to get to that. It's going to be a recurring theme throughout the week, but I appreciate all of your questions on that. Do you know how much you need to save to have a comfortable retirement? The average retirement savings for families across the country is $255,000. If you are using these averages as a goal for your retirement, let me be blunt. You are not on the right track. Even $1 million will not be enough by the time you retire because of inflation. Retirement is not one size fits all. How much should you save depends on what kind of lifestyle you want to pursue after retirement. But remember that inflation should be factored in. The $1 million you saved 40 years ago is worth less than half now. So invest in assets that store the value of your investment. That's the key to diversifying your portfolio. And there's nothing better than gold. I'm a big believer in this. Do you know that if you invested $1 million in gold 40 years ago, you'd be sitting on $50 million today? That could afford any lifestyle you want right now. It's true. I know you've got questions, and Noble Gold is a trustworthy resource for answers. Contact a Noble Gold representative to learn more about making saving a priority. If you didn't start early, it's okay. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Here's a question following up. Megan asks, as a Georgia resident and a lifelong Braves fan, the news of Major League Baseball relocating the All-Star game is very upsetting. I can't understand why asking for an ID is racist. This whole ordeal reminded me of a time my husband and I came in contact with someone without an ID. They were homeless, starving, essentially only had clothes on their back, all because they didn't have an ID. Instead of encouraging them to stay in this lifestyle creating by not having an ID, my husband did the research and drove this couple around, helping them get the necessary paper to get an ID. Once they got their IDs, their lives literally turned around. They found a place to live. They could get a job. They had food and clothing, all because someone took the time out of their day to help them break the cycle and get an ID. If all people need is knowledge to get the paperwork to get out of the cycle, why aren't we helping them? Why aren't we perpetuating people living in poverty while there's a simple solution to the ID issue? Megan from Georgia. Again, we're getting so many emails there. Thank you, Megan. I agree. That should be a ministry opportunity for every church. And if you want to spend something of the $2 trillion, have everyone get an ID. Everyone. But the Democrats don't want that because they know that as soon as there's nationwide ID and as soon as there is an effort to get everyone properly identified, well, then there actually might be safe and secure elections, of which, I hate to be this cynical, they do not want. Every single measure to secure our elections, the Democrats and the left push back against. They do not want safe and secure elections. Safe and secure elections are an existential threat to being in power forever. That's why they want what's happened in California, which is a one-party state. Here's another question. Hello, Charlie. Thanks for everything you do. You're an amazing influence. She writes about that. Thank you. I'd love to read all the compliments on air, but I don't want to take too much time on that. This past year turned a lot of things around. I started listening to you about a year ago. Thank you. And I never had more clarity in my life. That's so touching. Thank you. I turned myself fully to God. I could not have been happier to be brought back to the light. Everything I do is based in Christ, and I know that is the best way to live. I constantly feel the need to go and do the most joyful thing to do, especially with everything going on in our country. My faith in God is the only thing that keeps me positive and sane. Amen. I'm currently dating someone who's a conservative but does not believe in God. I feel the need to change that, but I also know that you cannot change people. What would be your suggestions on helping convince him on the importance of believing in God? I hope you and your family have a blessed Easter. Kind wishes, Carissa. Well, thank you, Carissa. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Let me get to some more, a broader piece of advice here, which is just some dating and some marriage advice. Dating is fine if you're young and you're dating somebody of a different belief. Do not marry somebody who does not share your religious or political views. Do not do it. It will not work out. That's not what pop culture will tell you. You must marry someone that shares your values for a variety of reasons. You will end up arguing in times of stress about important things if you do not have the same sort of analytical framework or philosophical or moral framework to approach big issues. That's number one. Number two, how will you raise the children? If you're an atheist and your husband's a Catholic, good luck figuring that out. When things get tough, one person goes to pray and the other person doesn't, that will create more tension. So I'm not saying break up with them, Carissa. I'll get to your specific thing in a minute. I'm just trying to say for people out there, do not take this lightly. Do not take marrying someone of a different political viewpoint lightly. You should take this very, very seriously. They must share your values. Okay, so what do you do, Carissa? Try to take them to church. Pray for the Holy Spirit to fill that person's life. Ask questions. And live out the spirit of the gospel. The best way to bring people to Jesus is to live it out yourself. Just try to be kind, compassionate, full of grace, mercy, forgiveness. That's my piece of advice to you. It's going to get frustrating. It's going to get hard. And I will say this, Carissa, do not enter into a covenant with this person unless you share the same beliefs religiously or politically. And I'm not one to give out advice unless I truly mean it and I've seen it. You must share values with the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Or else you're either going to be trying to change them and you really should be trying to grow closer to them. By now, you've all heard me talk about how MyPillow is incredible. A lot of you are asking, how do I support Mike Lindell? Well, everything Mike Lindell makes is made in America. And a lot of you think that Mike Lindell is very courageous. And so if you want to get behind Mike Lindell and the work he is doing and say, you know what, Mike, I have your back, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Kirk. Whatever you check out on MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $70. That's $40 in savings. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you want to support Mike Lindell and get something made in America that's awesome, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Support Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Here's one right here. Hi, Charlie. Love your show. Keep up the great work. And yes, I remember listening to the episode Open America Now on the day it was released. Every word was as true it was now. Thank you. I just want to say, Jeff, we're trying to get this best of page up on our website. It's taken a little bit longer just for some technical issues. We're going to try to get it up. But we're going to have this episode where I said early Open America Now back in April of last year, and it's just as applicable then as it is now. So thank you. Okay, here it is. Here's some food for thought. We're discussing some vaccine passports, yet in California, Democrats allow children to enroll in public school even if they do not have the required vaccines. No child has ever been denied enrollment. Love you, brother, Jeff in Huntington Beach. God bless you, Jeff. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. That's a very good point. And by the way, I learned so much from my listeners, I have to say. There's so much wisdom out there, which is, so they allow someone to enroll into school without ID, but in order to get ID, you need a vaccine passport. This vaccine passport thing is going to break the irony of every single person that has advocated against voter ID. Every single person. So New York City, they say, oh, everyone needs a vaccine passport. I thought identification is racist. I thought asking people to prove who they are is a form of bigotry. Not exactly an easy way for them to reason that one. Next question here. Hi, Charlie. I'm in South Carolina. You're the best. Just want to encourage you to keep going, keep getting others involved, and keep teaching our college students. They are so misinformed by no fault of their own. Thank you. Quick question. What do you think of states seceding? I just keep dreaming of two countries, 75% in one country, 25% of who want all this crap in the other, who can rot away in their own country. Why aren't states talking about this? Wouldn't it solve everything? What is your opinion? Thanks and God bless. Not that easy. And anyone who's dealt with divorce knows that divorce is not easy. Divorce is messy. It takes time. There's division. Who's going to control the military? Who will control the assets? Not something we should take lightly. A national divorce is something that we have floated on this program. And the more I've thought about it, the more I realize that that is not a solution I come at lightly. It is not. It is something that would only be a last grasp measure if and when it seems as if violent conflict is inevitable. So I'm not a fan of secession. I am not someone who's trying to support one part of the country separating from the other. That is not something that we should take lightly in any form whatsoever. Secession movements in America have never ended well. That is not something I think that we should entertain in the current moment. Instead, we should try to bring people together and try and defeat the left and prove them wrong at every single turn. Build our own stuff, take terrain, be the happy warriors and eternally optimistic. Try to keep this together. And if we were to separate, that would be a gift to China and it would not end well. I'm telling you right now, that is not something that could just be executed over the dinner table. That is something that would be so unbelievably messy. It might come to it. I hope not. Because it seems as if we're living in different Americas right now where people interpret things so completely differently. But I'm going to do everything I possibly can to try to prevent it. And try to keep the United States of America united. Not fractured, not divided, and not splintered. Again, I'm taking all your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. I do want to get to a point that Anthony mentioned in one of our supporter calls. So if you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, chip in anything you can. First of all, it helps us reach millions of young people across the country. So please consider doing that at charliekirk.com/support. Anthony, who's one of our supporters, said, hey, Charlie, I couldn't go to a Braves game and get will call tickets, which is tickets waiting for you, without showing a form of identification. And I said, that is such a wise point. So either these institutions like Delta and like Major League Baseball or even Coca-Cola, I guarantee you, you cannot walk into Coca-Cola's headquarters without showing ID. Guarantee it. Proving who you are and some form of identification. I guarantee you can't do that. However, they're calling everyone who does not believe this a terrible person. And so Anthony, who supports us, again, at charliekirk.com/support, made the point that these companies don't even live out the values of which they believe. That they're the ones saying that identification is racist, yet in every single form and fashion of their actual company, they enforce the thing that they say is actually racist. Let's get to some questions, more questions here. It's a really good question here from Eric from Georgia. A lot of Georgia listeners. Good morning, Charlie. I love the podcast. I just finished listening to your episode on the Georgia election reform bill. I think that conservatives should defang the systemic racism argument by pointing out that the mere fact that the left labels everything racist and proves that America is not a racist country. By calling something racist, they're appealing to the moral conscience of a nation as a whole. One could ask the following question, quote, if America was racist, would you care if you label something as racist? The question that would obviously be no, therefore a waste of effort to try an effective change in that manner. I do have a question regarding your view on tax policies. What tax structure do you support? So on and so forth. I want to get to the first part. Not exactly interested in the tax question. Sorry, Eric. It's a great question. But the tax question is I prefer a 10% tax across the board. Never going to happen. Lower the taxes, the better. But not my number one issue right now. I think we have cultural moral decay over a fiscal issue, even though I think they're tied together. Not my focus right now, Eric, but I do appreciate it. I want to get to your really good point that's earlier in your email, which is about systemic racism. We're not systemically racist. Therefore, I don't want to even blame the left for it. But I think, Eric, you bring up a great point that any form of institutional racism, such as our welfare programs that have hurt the black community, are all because of the Democrat Party. And I encourage all of you to go back and listen to my speech University of Kentucky from last week, Five Lies Your Child Is Taught About America, or Five Lies You're Taught About America. It's very thorough. We go in great detail about how the parties never switched and how America is not systemically racist. I really encourage you. The problem with that, Eric, that argument from Georgia, and congratulations, you win a signed copy of the book, The MAGA Doctrine, is that you're immediately accepting the premise. We are the least racist country in the history of the world. There is no one of any skin color in this country that cannot succeed if you do not apply yourself and make the correct course of action. Not every country in the world can brag that. Few can, and few can do it with so many different types of people from all across the planet speaking different languages with different beliefs. That is an awesome country. As soon as you play into the systemic racism argument, you're all of a sudden focusing on the barriers, not on the potential breakthroughs that a human being can have. Every human being in this country has breakthroughs ahead of them if they apply themselves correctly and you make good choices. And the best way we can do that is rebuilding the nuclear family in our country, ending single motherhood as we know it. Instead, we're doing the opposite. We're subsidizing single motherhood. And we have Cardi B doing performances at the Grammys, basically showing and telling the rest of the world, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it. And that will bring you some form of happiness. It will actually make you a slave to that sin, to that behavior. Instead, true joy, true happiness will be found in the greater things. Truth, beauty, wonder, children, family, God, spirit. Not pleasure. Just the pursuit of pleasure will be nothing more than you being fatted cattle. So Aristotle says in The Ethics, which is, I think, one of the greatest books ever written. His book on ethics, his book on politics, so great. Written different than Plato's books, where Aristotle says, you go see the fatted cattle. I'm sure all of you have driven by big farms where cattle or cows are just eating all day long. That's the life of someone who just pursues pleasure. No depth. No beauty. Just eating grass all day long. If that's what you want for your life, then go do that. You will not find fulfillment there. You'll be a miserable person. And I do want to end on this note. Terrell, who helps us out here, does a great job. I want to thank Terrell and his whole team. Brian stays up late and does a great job for us editing our podcast. So when you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, you support our podcast editing team that stays up very, very late to help us all of the, do all this. And I talk about this every couple months. But Terrell came into here. He said, Charlie, I want you to talk about today. And Terrell is not one to tell me what to talk about, so it must be important. I really trust him. He's very wise. And he said, Charlie, I want you to talk about people that are taking their own life. And I said, Terrell, I've been thinking a lot about that too. And it's something that's growing in our country, especially amongst men. And the law of averages mean that there's one human being listening to this right now that has seriously contemplated this in the last couple weeks or last couple days. And you just happen to stumble upon this podcast and you might be giving up hope. You might have an emptiness. You might have a weight or a heaviness upon you. I can't say I get that because I haven't actually ever had that. Praise God. But I can say that I've had weight and heaviness. I've had confusion. So let me just tell you a couple truths. Number one, you're a lot tougher than you might think. Number two, people need you more than you might think. I'm not going to do this self-esteem BS and tell you you're the most perfect person in the world. I am going to say you're tougher than you might think. And you have agency. You have free will. Not getting into the theology of it, but I am a big believer in free will. It's a fundamental belief that I have. You have the choice to do the good or to do the easy. The good is not easy. What is the good? Who are you? Why are you here? Why do you just want to pull the cord and exit the world? Why do so many people want to do that? Mainly because they either don't have purpose, they're not coming in contact with meaning. They've been convinced that their actions don't matter or they're in a lot of pain. So if you're in a lot of pain, let me tell you that there's ways to break through of that pain. Number one, there might be something you're doing that you should stop doing. Drugs, alcohol, something you're addictive to. Maybe you have to stop doing something to start living. Maybe instead of adding more stuff into your life, you have to stop doing something in your life. Maybe you have not come in contact with something beautiful. And no, I don't mean just a beautiful girl or a beautiful man. I'm talking beauty, and the way we define beauty is that which is perfected in being. Go listen to an hour and a half piece of classical music. No phone. Close your eyes. Meditate on it. Go read a beautiful piece of scripture like Matthew 5. Go have a meaningful conversation. And then take out a piece of paper and do the self-authoring exercise. Jordan Peterson popularized it. And get in great detail who you want to be and how you want to act. For young men, one of the main reasons why they are pulling the cord, if you will, metaphorically, and Terrell said he knows he has lost more friends to suicide than to the Chinese coronavirus. You know why? Because men are not being challenged anymore. That's why. Terrell told me that all the men have the same characteristics. Not married, alcohol problems, white, 30 to 40 years old. So it makes perfect sense. There's nothing that's pushing them to be a better version of themselves. And if that's you listening to this right now, that's okay. So you got to take a pause. Maybe you're going for a walk, or maybe you say, whoa, this is hitting super personal. And I'm telling you right now that you're a lot tougher than you might think. And people need you more than you might think. And you have to push yourself more if you're a man. For women, my advice is different. It's more based in self-image. And quite honestly, I'm not one to give advice there because I'm not as much versed in that. But maybe you're a young woman and you know a man that's dealing with this and you got to send him this podcast and you say, fast forward to the end. To this part. I just felt so moved by the Holy Spirit to share all this with you. Because it just keeps on recurring and people are mentioning it and people are saying it and people are struggling with it. And they're saying, is this all there is? And I have the exact opposite response. I say, we're so lucky to see all of which that's in this world. The wonder, the beauty, the harmony. If you're depressed, here's what I can guarantee you. Number one, you're not learning enough. You're not reading enough. You're not challenging your premise enough. You're not diving deep enough. Number two, if you're depressed and you're considering these things, you're not being challenged enough. We talked about that. Number three, you're not moving enough. Movement is life. Get the blood flowing physically. Talk more. Do more things. Push yourself. Number four, you're not failing enough. That's right. You are not failing enough. You're too comfortable. You're where it is. You're in a routine. You're in the cycle. Number five, you're not questioning yourself enough. You're not asking enough questions about the world. Who am I? Why am I here? And you might be doing that and you might not find answers. You're not looking in the right place. The Word of God is a great place to start. Proverbs and John. Go read Aristotle's book on ethics. Go take the Hillsdale online courses. The point is that there are resources for you, and you're not the only person ever to wrestle with this. But I could tell you that if you ever find something better than Jesus Christ, please email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'd love to hear it. Because the amazing thing about Jesus is all of those things are so great and so important. We talk about them. It'll all point you to Christ, because you'll realize that God wants you to come in contact with him through an intermediary, his son. He will remake you. You will be renewed with new life, a new passion, new spirit. So maybe that's you. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you already passed that chapter. Praise God. But it is plaguing our country right now, and the lockdowns are to blame, and our addiction to social media is to blame, and the dopamine highways we've created through all the different channels in our country are to blame. Those are the five things I have to say about that. And if you're going through that, email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'd love to help you, pray for you, direct you in the right place. I've lost friends to suicide. It's an awful thing. But if you all of a sudden think that you're going to be able to stop living in pain, you're, first of all, wrong, and you will inflict an exponent on whatever you're feeling right now on the one person you care about the most. Do you want to see other people suffer? Probably not. Then cut that out. Get yourself moving. Challenge your premise. Learn, read, think, speak. We are the speaking beings. We're not fatted cattle out in the farm, out to pasture. Live life at its fullest. And if you're not drawn to Christ based on what I'd say, that's okay. Maybe one day you will be. But maybe you're ready to make that decision. I encourage you to listen to people that are far more qualified than I am in the evangelist world. All I can say is that there's nothing sweeter, nothing better than that. Knowing that I will be able to live forever, see my loved ones again, that there is mercy, justice, forgiveness, love, and that I can bring other people into that. It's pretty awesome. The final thing I'll say is this. If you're going through that, self-doubt, self-harm, depression, there's no stigma behind that. It's happening at such a great rate in our country. People are afraid to talk about it. Stop being afraid to talk about it. You're not weak. You're simply under attack from the enemy. It's a big difference. And there's victory in truth. There's victory in your action and your agency and your acceptance of Christ, the Holy Spirit, or even at the minimal amount, if you're listening to this, acceptance in living a good life. And that's a life worth living. Okay, email us your questions, everybody. freedom@charliekirk.com. I hope that helps some of you. I'd love to hear your feedback on that. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support and get involved with Turning Point USA. Go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Big week in store. I'm in Vegas on Tuesday night. UNLV, Turning Point USA, Gen Free Tour, tpusa.com/Gen Free. Then I'm in San Jose the two nights later on Thursday evening, tpusa.com/Gen Free. Make sure you check it out. Email us your questions. freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Thanks so much.